I think that does it for our announcements this morning. We're going to begin by calling on God with the words printed on page 4 of your bulletin. We make our beginning in the name of the Father, and of the Son, and of the Holy Spirit.
Amen. Amen.
And we take time to confess. When we confess our sins, we hear at the end of this that God is leaning towards us to offer his forgiveness, not his judgment, not his sense of guilt that we should have or shame for what we've done. But God always leans forward to offer his grace, which will be reminded to us in our gospel text as well. We confess. Since we are gathered to our Lord Jesus in the fellowship of this altar, let us first consider our own unworthiness and confess before God and one another that we have sinned in thought, word, and deed, and that we cannot free ourselves from our sinful condition. Together as his people, let us take refuge in the infinite mercy of God, our Heavenly Father, seeking his grace for the sake of Christ and saying, God be merciful to me, a sinner.
For you have delivered my soul from death, my eyes from tears, my feet from stumbling. I will walk before the Lord in the land of the living. Almighty God, have mercy upon us. Forgive us our sins, and lead us to everlasting life. Amen.
Upon this, your confession, I, by virtue of my office as a called and ordained servant of the Word, announce the grace of God unto all of you. And in the stead, and by the command of my Lord Jesus, I forgive you all of your sins, in the name of the Father, and of the Son, and of the Holy Spirit.
Amen. Amen.